some news about recent events that have happened a few weeks ago that involve the whispers that were heard by those appearing to have secrets.
The whispers were caused by a 5-year-old patient of the Six Hills Sanitarium. She had escaped her secure treatment room during a routine experiment on the young child. Dr. Campbell, who is head of Six Hills, says she cannot control her powers at such a young age, so we're keeping her under observation until she learns how to control them. She is not ready for society, or society is not ready for her, as she will find your secrets and drive you insane until you confess, or die.
The patient was found by Michaela Pratt. Witnesses heard the child murmur, "I know what you are. I know what you've done. You won't get away with your lies and deceit."
Following the whispering child's accusations, Ulysses Cunningham is under investigation for stealing money from the Hollows Bank.
In other news, the Yule cat appears to have not eaten any residents this year, but authorities are still counting. So unless she forgot to get grandma some socks, everyone appears to have escaped being the giant cat's dinner.
However, it appears not everyone escaped Krampus. Young Tristan Brassington was seen by his mother, Bernadette, being dragged up the chimney and he hasn't been heard from since. The worst is obviously feared.
No offence, but Tristan Brassington was a terror. The town is better off without him. Krampus doesn't take those who doesn't deserve it.
You can't say that.
No, but I'm not wrong.
We'll be right back after this.
The history of human cruelty is long and brutal.
And on our show, we cover all of it, one subject at a time.
I'm Kevin Young.
And I'm Dan Harrigan, and we host a podcast called Torture.
We'll discuss the methods, devices, and the people that implemented them, from ancient times to modern day.
Ling Chi to waterboarding, Nero to Dennis Rader, and everything in between, including the pop culture they influenced.
Also, food.
And lots of Dungeons & Dragons.
Lots of Dungeons & Dragons. Episodes are out now, and new episodes are released every other Sunday.
So like, follow, and subscribe to us on all podcast platforms, including YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at TorturePod, and email us at torturepod@gmail.com.
But most importantly, listen to Torture, A History of Human Cruelty, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Hollows, 66.6 FM, the only place to get your news and weather, because what else are you going to listen to?
As you may have noticed, there's been a bit of a mix-up with some letter writing during the holidays. Adora Homerod wrote a letter to Satan rather than Santa, then left cookies out again, addressed to Satan, not Santa, so Satan has spent the last few weeks here in town. When asked why he stayed, he replied the Hollows is such an intriguing place that he had to experience the whole town for himself, and that he's loving the chaos and may take some pointers with him when he goes back. The authorities at the lab have asked with his advice on creating a stable doorway, but he refused to say anything on the matter.
I think he's quite charming.
Me too. But wait, he's the devil. Of course he's going to be charming.
Oh well, I hope he stays at least comes back often. His humour's so dark. I love it. I mean, it's quite refreshing. Some of the people here have become stubborn and boring. Like, the use of strange things happening that the devil is here and they're not even surprised.
I hope your partner is okay with your new friendship with the devil.
Of course he is. He's hanging out with him as we speak. I think we're going to take him Six Hills because he hasn't been there yet.
Oh, I think he'll love that.
He's impressed by what we've got in there. I don't think he's ever heard of some of them.
Do you think he's a fan of the rabbit sloths?
Yes, he's like, why haven't I thought of that? I think he's going to be taking some inspiration from the Hollows, to be honest.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You're such a warrior. It'll be fine.
I was thinking, as he accessed the town through Pluto's gate, I don't think he can help the town with creating a permanent doorway. He didn't come from out there. He's always had a way in here. He just needed to be invited.
Like Mr. Bram Thornley, he can't enter unless invited.
Almost, except the devil isn't a vampire.
Hello everyone, my name is Brad.
And I'm Denise. We are the host of World's True Crime Podcast. Every Monday, we release an episode researched by me about the most heinous criminals throughout history from across the globe.
And then every Thursday, we will release an episode from me about disappearances, UFOs, the unexplained, and strange history. To lighten up the episode, we take part in movie trivia at the time of the incidents.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts and find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
We also can be found at worldstruecrime.com. So just remember, everybody, the world's not always as it seems.
No, it's not.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you're a parent, you're very much aware of Mr. Jangles, but listeners who aren't, we have a little update. Mr. Jangles is over 6.5 feet tall, a skeleton wearing a torn suit and top hat. keys that allow him to enter three bedrooms in the dead of night jangle against his ribcage. So if you hear that sound at night, well, good luck.
Nothing is known about Mr. Jenkles, what he does with the kids, if it's just kids he takes, nothing seems to stop him. The lab deny having any involvement or acknowledgement of Mr. Jenkles, but do recommend not saying his name three times.
Right, well, moving on before we say his name too much. The devil asked me how sometimes people can get through the void. I explained that in the cars, it's safer for outsiders to enter because the car will protect them, but if they slip through by walking, they'll need medical treatment. He asked me if my car will take us through.
Okay. The devil wants a car so he can enter the other place?
No, not for that reason. He just says he needs one to get around town easier.
You sure about that?
Yes, Mayor can't make it through, you know that.
This just in, Mayor Scriven has announced that he plans on removing the devil from the Hollows as he's taking far too much attention from him. Sorry, his campaign.
I think he got it right the first time. I suppose as he came from Pluto's Gate, he can always come back. I just don't like that Mayor is forcing him out. He knows the rules. We accept whatever is created or arrives here. They then have their schedules of what they're doing, when and where, what they're feeding on, what they can and can't do, so that we can all live in harmony. And here he is kicking out my friend because he's getting a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
He's just jealous he dresses well.
I think so.
And that he's naturally alluring and eloquent.
And has a following of his own.
Yes, he doesn't have to try, whereas Mayor Scriven...
Okay, this isn't the bashing Mayor Scriven show, although that would be fun. He's too pompous to listen to the only radio station in the Hollows anyway.
It's free speech! Once again, can the parents of the child with no eyes please collect her from Mayor Oldham's driveway? This is your final warning, and if she ends up there again, the guard said they'll have no choice but to use the necrotic neuralizer and take her to the lab or the cell at Six Hills.
It's a bit extreme. She's just a child.
I think because of all the disappearances, particularly the behaviour of the peculiars recently, they're not going to risk messing around with anything, especially repeat offenders.
We've got to find out what's caused all this disruption. The thing that caused the Hollows to fall apart, to be dragged down. We were happy, well, not happy, but content, in harmony. If it was your time, it was your time. Mostly just the odd haunting here and there. Maybe spotting a peculiar on the hunt, but you keep out the way? That was fine. You get inside, it was all good. But something happened. What? What was the catalyst?
Or who?